policy of containment was the West's response to the advance of communism. You see it most clearly in the Korean War, which is what we're going to talk about now. 1945, Korea was freed from Japanese control. Now, it had been decided at Potsdam to divide the country in two. In the north would be communist under Kim Il-sung, whose family still runs the country today. And the south, under Dr. Syngman Rhee, would be allied to America. It wasn't democratic yet. Eventually, it would be in the 1970s. A huge panic hit America in 1949 when China turned communist. There'd been a war in China between nationalists and communists. And under Chairman Mao, M-A-O, China turned communist in 1949. Now, America was really frightened by the spread of communism, and they were really worried about communism getting into places like Japan and then them going over to the Russian side. And so, in response to this advance, they really began to enforce the policy known as containment. They believed in the domino theory, and the domino theory was that if one country turned communist, then that in turn could turn the next country communist. So the idea being that if China turns communist, then Japan could turn communist. If Japan turns communist, then India could turn communist. So what we needed to do was to prop the dominoes up. And that led to the policy of containment, which was keeping communism contained within the USSR. And then after the USSR and China, you know, then China falls, well, we're going to keep communism contained to China, and we're going to keep it contained within Russia, come what may. Come what may. I mean, this means that if we have to back up a dictator, we're going to back up a dictator so long as he's not a communist. The idea is to stop Russia getting too much power. Now, this is tested in June 1950 when North Korean troops invaded the South. They invaded South Korea. Stalin had certainly supplied the North with jets. It had supplied them certainly with plenty of armour. It had given them modern army. The South's army was quite poor. America was taken quite by surprise by the whole affair. It reacted very, very quickly and got troops very quickly into South Korea to stop it from turning communist. But they didn't expect Stalin to be quite so aggressive. Stalin, for his own part, had miscalculated. He had thought that, well, at the end of the day, who really cares what happens in Korea? He wasn't that bothered. He felt, well, South Korea gets overrun by a few thousand communist tanks. Well, so what? The West won't mind. The West did mind. America did mind. It didn't want to see communism growing. Stalin didn't understand that the West thought in terms of a domino theory. And so he didn't, was as surprised as anyone when all of a sudden, when American troops arrived to defend South Korea under the hero of World War II, General MacArthur. In some ways, Korea was one of MacArthur's finest hours, and in other ways, it was one of the worst, some of his worst hours as well. So June 1950, to explain what happens, North Korea invades. Now, it's really helpful, guys, if you can look at a map either in your book, one of your revision booklets, or online. You get a rough idea of what's going on here if you Google maps of the Korean War. June 1950, North Korea invades and overruns South Korean army. Now, I mean, some South Korean troops turned up with pointy sticks to fight tanks. It was that bad. They were rapidly overrun by a modern North Korean army and pushed really quickly back into the bottom right-hand corner of the country and near a place called Pusan, P-U-S-A-N. And there was a port there, and the South Koreans retreated there to get help. The Americans quickly reinforced Pusan, but most of the soldiers that were coming in were soldiers who were stationed in Japan. They weren't very well equipped. They struggled to fight back. So MacArthur comes up with a really daring plan. He is going to land tens of thousands of American Marines behind enemy lines at Incheon. So the Incheon landings were, I mean, everybody on MacArthur's staff said that these would not work. They did. They arrived behind the North Koreans. The North Koreans had to retreat really rapidly because the Americans could just march straight across and cut off all their supplies. They retreated. MacArthur then pushes well into North Korea. Now, this is where the policy of containment kind of gets broken. Containment is right. We just keep communists in their own backyard. They're not allowed into our yard. So when they invade the South, they should have been pushed back into the North. MacArthur, with support from the United Nations, you know, Britain sent troops to Korea, India, a whole lot of other countries sent troops to help fight the North Koreans. They push right into North Korea and up to a place called the Yalu River on the border with China. Now, this is no longer containment. This is rollback. This is taking communist countries, taking communism out of a country. This is kicking the communists out. And as he approaches the Yalu River, he's coming up to communist China. Communist China panics and sends its soldiers south. And it pushes MacArthur's men all the way back into South Korea. There's a huge battle there that goes on for several years. And to be honest, kind of technically is never over. The war reached a stalemate by 1951. In other words, neither side was winning, mainly because the Chinese plan of battle was just to throw as many men towards the enemy as possible. I mean, soldiers had to retreat on the American side because they ran out of bullets. You know, they had shot as many Chinese soldiers as they could. They had no more bullets to fire and they had to retreat. Chinese tactics, you know, weren't very sophisticated. They relied on weight of numbers. They didn't have a modern army. The Americans had a very modern army, but not as many men. And so you end up with this massive draw. So in 1951, General MacArthur suggests, well, why don't we drop some nuclear bombs in China? That was never going to fly. Russia had exploded its first own nuclear bomb in 1949. And the last thing that, you know, America really wanted was a nuclear war. America had some nuclear weapons, but not enough to wipe out everybody who lived in China. We probably still don't have enough nuclear weapons to do that. So President Truman actually sacked MacArthur because MacArthur was pushing so strongly for an invasion of communist China using nuclear weapons that eventually Truman just had to sack him in case the guy went ahead and did it without his say-so. So an armistice, or a sort of a ceasefire, was signed in 1953 along a place called the 30th Parallel, which is where the war started. And technically, the Korean War is still going on today. North Korea is the last communist state in the entire world, and it is still technically a war with South Korea. This is why people sit glued to their TV sets today watching, you know, this ridiculous Kim character send missiles into outer space and try to show just what a powerful character he is. It's the last unfinished fight of the Cold War is in Korea, and that's something that could still turn into a Third World War.